in the silence and stillness, let us open our hearts and lives to God, that we may be prepared for his coming as light and word. We say together,
you gave your all to the world in the bleakness of that stable. Love was born that day, pure love, undiluted, poured out for all. Such grace undeserved deserves a response in the life that we lead. Forgive our ingratitude for all you have done. Draw us to your word. Give us a new song to sing that will resonate throughout this world and begin with us today. Amen.
The true light that gives light to everyone has come into the world. To all who receive him, he gives power to become children of God. This is Christ's gracious word. Our sins are forgiven.
Amen.
Thanks be to God. A prayer for Christmas Eve.
Eternal God, who made this most holy night to shine with the brightness of your one true light, bring us who have known the revelation of that light on earth to see the radiance of your heavenly glory through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen.
Our first Bible reading is from the book of Hebrews, chapter 1, verses 1 to 4. Long ago, God spoke to our ancestors in many and various ways by the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by a Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom he also created the worlds. He is the reflection of God's glory and the exact imprint of God's very being, and he sustains all things by his powerful word. When he had made purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high, having become as much superior to angels as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs.
Our second lesson is from the Gospel of John, chapter 1, reading verses 1 to 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave the power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth.